This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden left his hotel for the B9 summit with Central and Eastern European leaders.
Go Ukraine! F-16! Go Ukraine! F-16!
Protesters lined the route of his motorcade shouting F-16s to Ukraine. Tuesday, President Biden returned to the Royal Castle in Warsaw, where he delivered a speech last year, 1 month after Russia invaded Ukraine. In his recent speech, he defended the Western Alliance's effort to help Kyiv defend itself. On the same day, Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke to an assembly of Russian lawmakers, and he suspended participation in the New START treaty. China on Wednesday called on Russia and the U.S. to ensure the smooth implementation of the New START, the last remaining U.S.-Russia arms control treaty. In his State of the Nation address to the Russian people Tuesday, Putin said Russia was withdrawing because of U.S. support to Ukraine, and he accused the U.S. and its NATO allies of openly working for Russia's destruction. The Swiss government is seeking parliamentary approval to send 140 million francs, or $151 million, in further humanitarian aid to Ukraine and Moldova, the government said Wednesday. Switzerland has already allocated 1.3 billion francs to support Ukraine, including 270 million to help people in the country and 1.3 billion to support Ukrainians who have fled to Switzerland.
Российской Федерации Владимир Владимирович Путин.
Sounds from the Defender of Fatherland Day in Moscow. People waiting to hear from President Putin, who is about to issue a rallying cry to Russians. This is VOA News. Palestinian officials say that at least 9 Palestinians have been killed and more than 100 wounded during a rare daytime Israeli army arrest raid in the occupied West Bank. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The raid took place on Wednesday in the city of Nablus, a scene of frequent military activity. The Israeli military confirmed an operation was underway, but gave no further information. The Palestinian Health Ministry says that a 72-year-old man was among those dead. Over 50 Palestinians have been killed in the West Bank and East Jerusalem since the start of 2023. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Security forces in Somalia have ended a siege by al-Shabaab extremists that left 10 people dead and wounded 3 others at a home in the capital, Mogadishu. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The information ministry says the al-Qaeda-linked fighters launched a rare attack on a private home with a suicide bombing. Al-Shabaab often attacks hotels and government buildings. Al-Shabaab claimed that the home of a senior army officer also contained members of a militia who had been wounded in the ongoing offensive against the extremists that began last year. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
2 Supreme Court cases are being heard that could reshape how online platforms like Google, YouTube, Twitter, and other companies handle speech and content moderation. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
In the case heard Tuesday, the Supreme Court seemed unlikely to side with the family of a student killed in a terror attack that wants to sue YouTube for helping spread ISIS videos. Justices like Elena Kagan seemed concerned about upending the internet.
Why is it that the tech industry gets a pass? A little bit unclear. On the other hand, I mean, we're a court. We really don't know about these things. You know, these are not like the 9 greatest experts on the internet.
Kagan says Congress, not the court, should make changes. I'm Julie Walker.
A British-born woman who went to Syria as a schoolgirl to join Islamic State has lost her latest appeal against the removal of her British citizenship, but her lawyers vowed to keep fighting and said the case was nowhere near over. The British government took away Shamina Begum's citizenship on national security grounds in 2019, shortly after she was found in a detention camp in Syria. Her latest appeal against the decision was dismissed on Wednesday by Special Immigration Appeals Commission. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.